You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
We're talking about how Watercare is proposing to build a new water treatment facility in Oratia, a small community in the foothills of the Waitakere Ranges. However, this proposed Watercare system comes at a cost to the community. Watercare needs to acquire property for their new site, and the displacement of 18 local families will result if the proposal goes ahead. BFM journalist Ashley McCall spoke to Oratia resident Paul Goldsmith to get a sense of how the community is feeling.
Oratia is a community. It's a semi-rural community which is located in the foothills of the Waitakere's out west. It's unique. And, you'll go a long way to find any community like it. It's unique because we're a strong community, and we're bonded in our connection with each other. We're bonded in our connection with the land. We're bonded in our connection with our heritage. Okay, there are multi-generational families that have been living in this area for well over 100 years. My family dates back to 1905 when they first came here. So it's an incredibly strong community, and that's really you can see that, and the evidence of that is, when you're driving through the roads through Oratia at the moment, you see the signs up around no water treatment plant. There's an enormous amount of activity on Facebook. People are really, really concerned. And as a community, we only found out about this about 10 days ago. There's a lot of anger. There's a lot of shock and surprise here.
Okay, so what is Watercare actually proposing?
Right. Watercare are proposing to build a water treatment facility here in Oratia. It's one of their preferred sites. The old water treatment facility up in Hui, up in Woodlands Park Road, it needs to be replaced soon, simply because it's old and it's past its use by date. And so they're proposing to one of their preferred sites is to build it here in Oratia.
So what are some of the negative effects of the water treatment plant on the community?
Well, the negative effects on the community are, well, for starters, it's an enormously large, huge water treatment facility, and so to build that, they need to acquire property. So there's up to 18 properties and 18 families that will be displaced, and displaced from their homes, and these are often, some of these families, like I say, have been living in the area for well over 100 years. As a result, the social impact of destroying this beautiful landscape will be huge.
So, how is the community opposing this plan?
Well, it's at this stage there's a meeting with Watercare in the community tonight at 6 p.m. I would encourage anyone that may be concerned or want to support us to turn up to that. There's a lot of activity on social media, on Facebook. Very, very quickly, we've come together as a community and we've rallied around this, and we've formed a group to help, navigate our way through what we can do to oppose it. So there's a lot of opposition. There's a lot of activity on social media, as I said. There's a website that's been created, and there's, if you drive through Oratia, there are a lot of signs up and down the roads. People they're in shock and they're surprised, and quite frankly, they're devastated at the thought of a water treatment plant being built here in Oratia.
So what are some other possible solutions to the situation that could possibly happen with the water treatment plant? So you've mentioned signs, but have you talked to the plant at all about what anything else could happen?
Yeah, look, we're trying to work, constructively with Watercare and the Watercare Board, so that they can prioritise solutions that don't involve decimating a community. They do have other alternatives. Oratia is one site. Other alternatives they have involve displacing no families. It could be constructed on Watercare land, but that's for Watercare to come up with those solutions. Come up with a solution that doesn't involve tearing a community apart.
So you were only told 10 days about what's going to happen. How long have they actually given everyone to move out of their home?
At this stage, Watercare have it listed as a preferred site. So they're still yet to make a decision. They've narrowed it down to three alternatives. So they haven't acquired, they haven't given any notice around that we need to leave our homes or anything at this point. It's just one of three potential sites, but they did indicate in a press release yesterday that it is the preferred site that they're looking at. So that's still further down the track. But we just certainly as a community, this only came to light for us about 10 days ago.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.